Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to episode 3 of Finding the Funny. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Ange.
Here we are, episode 3.
Well, I mean, I think we probably need to come clear here, James, don't we, that actually this is our second attempt at episode 3. I mean, really, we tried to do this on like one of the hottest days that we have had so far, and to be very honest, it was pretty shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to have the window shut because people, you know, if you've not got good sound on a podcast, no one's listening, are they?
Yeah.
So I had to turn my aircon off. We had to shut the windows. I think we were both just fit. You know, we were hot. We were restless.
Hot and bothered. But it's weird because actually, like, you know, we did it. We recorded it.
Yep.
And we were like, okay, yeah, that was all right. And then probably like 2 or 3 days later, you came to me and went, Ange, I'm not sure we've done that great with it. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, we don't want to put shit out.
No.
We've got to come out with the good stuff.
We've had 12 people that are listening to this podcast. We want all those 12 people to have the time.
To be coming back for EP 3 and for it not to be nosediving.
That's right.
So
also, we've both got on the rosé tonight. So, you know, cheers.
Cheers.
Chin chin. So we'll just see what happens. I mean, I've got quite a large glass of rosé, so we'll just see where this goes.
Basically, it's going to be better than the one we did in the week. So, you know, hopefully.
We can't record this again. I'll have no time to edit it.
No. We've got to make this good, so let's just go for it.
Let's just plough on with the rosé, just read out some emails.
Yeah, bloody go for it, mate.
Yeah, bloody go for it.
So,
yes.
We've had some more messages and emails this week, Pats.
They've been fantastic, as always.
They have. And
we're so grateful, aren't we?
Oh my gosh. Like,
we've got a week for our little podcast, mate.
I know.
Just sitting at number 29 in the comedy charts.
Blows my mind.
I know.
Never thought that we'd get, you know, hardly anyone listening to it. And we've had quite a few people listening to it.
I'll tell you what, though, there's pressure, isn't it?
I don't really feel
I feel like now, you know, when you... I've got no idea who's really listening. It doesn't matter what you put out.
Yeah.
But when you start to think about the amount of people that have downloaded it and...
Yeah, but I just think that's what you not have to think about.
I'm rubbish at not thinking about stuff like that.
You though. Are. You are a massive overthinker.
Yeah. Yeah, I overthink everything.
You do.
Yeah, someone...
Whereas I don't really think.
Well, you can't ever remember anything. That's why thought in your head it goes and you're like, what was that,
what was I saying
about something,
like the galaxy thing, wasn't it? Couldn't remember what minstrels were called.
Oh yeah, no, that was me anyway.
I was like, we're just talking about it and now I can't bloody remember what
they're called. There's no way your brain could overthink.
No,
I can't remember anything.
No.
All I'll say is I want to be in your camp.
What do you mean?
I hate overthinking.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like it's just there's sort of pressure now, isn't there? Because if we really nosedive and we get to 3 episodes and then our podcast just, you know, bows out and everyone forgets something else, bit
embarrassed. You're gonna have massive overthinking issues.
Well, if that happens, I'll have a breakdown.
Yeah. Which is actually quite funny.
Oh, let's not Honestly, I feel like I have to just keep you in check. GDPR, don't do French accents. Don't be talking about people being funny when people have had a breakdown. Jesus.
I mean, really, the fact that I am the oldest but act most like a child.
Yeah, says everything.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is, though? Because mum and dad put so much pressure on you when you were young.
That's it.
True.
That's it.
You were the responsible... You're the oldest, and I think because we're going off a bit off piece here, but I do think this is interesting. I think because you're a girl and the oldest,
oh yeah,
major pressure.
Yeah,
listen, I'd take youngest in the pack any day. No one's taking pictures of you, fine. No one really remembers anything. You know, mum can't remember when I walked, when I first talked. Mum was just giving me a custard cream. Like, talk about why I've got weight issues. Mum needs to get three kids. I'll be crying. Have a custard cream.
Whack that in your mouth.
Eat your emotions. Stop crying. You'll be fine. Have a crispy pancake.
Kinder Bueno.
Give me the youngest any day.
Yeah.
The oldest is so much pressure.
Mm.
It is pressure.
And I think you're right. I think that is why I'm sort of regressing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, look, if you weren't looking after yourself, you were looking after me.
Exactly. And trying to keep James in check. Bloody hell.
Let's not even talk about what you were having to do for
James. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I actually think it's quite good. These roles are reversing slightly as we're aging.
In check. It's the social worker in me, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, anyway, I had a message from one of my friends, John.
John. Now, we talked about John in record one.
We did. And actually, this is someone that we both know, perhaps.
Who I used to have a major crush on.
Yeah. So, he's John, J-O-N.
Love that.
So no H.
Well, you don't have a John because his name's Jonathan, isn't it?
Yeah, but no. But you can. Most Jonathans have the H.
They don't actually. I googled this after our first record of episode 3, and they don't.
Not.
Yes, I actually did. Honestly, I genuinely did.
Well, I know more Jonathans with the H than I do without.
Well, so you're hanging around with weirdos.
I think your Google search is bollocks. Anyway, John messaged me. This absolutely brilliant message. I loved it. So he's put, Kinder Buenos are perfect. Little perfect,
perfect emoji.
And despite the slightly crunchy shell-like exterior, I think you'd enjoy the way it softens with a good suck.
Bit of blue
for Ange. Mates.
Is he still easy on the eye? Be honest.
Okay, the answer to this is yes.
Is he?
John, yeah, he is.
Because back in the day, jeez,
obviously, you know, John is now happily married, got two young children, you know. And
John's wife is a lucky, lucky woman.
Kate, that is.
Kate, you better be counting your blessings every day and counting John twice.
I mean, Kate is fit as well, so.
I'll be the judge of that. Kate, send a picture. I will decide if Kate is fit enough for John. I'll be the judge of that. Not you, not Kate, not anyone else. I will, thank you.
Okay, Pats. Okay.
Jill, you're also happily married.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with window shopping, Pats, is there?
Oh, 100%.
No, if you can be out and go, oh, hello.
You can't try anything on.
No. My God, can you shop?
You can look around, but no, you're not going into the change room anymore. That's all.
And there's no touchy-feely. It's just all visual.
You're not picking up a top saying, oh, I might try this.
Try that on.
No. Just your window.
Window shopping. Being out and about, being able to go, oh, yeah.
They'll do.
Yeah. You get it.
So, Ange, I think we need to get you trying a bueno at some point, or as I like to call them, a bueno.
That's what you called it when we first recorded this bueno. Episode. We've had to
be. Pick me up a bueno.
I mean, where did that come from? You've been calling it a bueno for the last, and all of a sudden you call it a bueno.
I'm coming from the woman that's calling me Patty when my name's Ruth. Maybe you've got a leg to stand on, mate. If anyone's in for calling things weird names. You've got Patty, you've got Pat Sheen, so you've got, I don't know, what else have I got?
Chibi Moulon.
And you're having a go at me for calling it a bueno.
Yeah, I think it's because you normally don't say anything wrong.
Well,
actually, you do a lot, actually.
I'm so pleased this is being recorded, and that is staying in. Every time I say anything wrong, I'm just going to put it back. Well, you don't ever really say anything wrong. So that's it now.
Okay, anyway, going back to the bueno.
Yeah.
Right? In preparation for recording today, I've picked up a Kinder Bueno.
No.
I've got one. I've got one sitting on my desk.
Are you joking?
No, I've got one. I've got one, mate. And I thought we could do a live Bueno trying.
Oh,
first-hand reaction.
Oh, if we weren't making this podcast, I'd be listening to this, absolutely bloody loving it.
Damn right.
This is content gold. Right, okay, guys.
So, we've got the Kinder Bueno.
You've joined us here live.
Live on podcast.
Live on podcast. And Ange is going to try her very first Kinder Bueno. I think you're going to like it because you are a fan of a Ferrero Rocher.
It smells very sweet. That's my first, first feeling.
Okay.
The sweetness has overpowered me already.
Well, look, try not to focus on the smell.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's go in for your first bite.
Okay, right. So I'm about to have my first ever Kinder Bueno experience.
Here we go.
Here we go, guys. Just let me take a bite.
Okay, instant thoughts.
Oh. I mean, it's crunchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you get like the crunch soon starts to soften, actually.
Yes, it sort of dissolves.
Oh. That is very Ferrero Rocher-esque.
Told you!
And I like the soft praline.
They are bloody
fine. Is that what it is?
Mm. They're praline, I'd imagine, yeah. They are bloody fantastic.
I am pleasantly surprised by Kinder Bueno.
Guys, you've heard it here first. There is a chocolate bar that she has been pleasantly surprised by, and it's not a Dairy Milk or a Whole Nut. Fudging phone. This is the start of 2020 going on the trajectory that we wanted to. Ange just tried a Bueno and she loves it. That's it. Corona's gone.
Although I would say, ooh, I don't think I could do the two fingers. Oh, God. I just stick with the one.
Oh my God.
We're going to have another quick bite now.
I thought you got the nickname Two Finger Ange because you like both fingers. Sorry. This has already gone to awful depths.
I mean, I am surprised by that.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it.
But. How would you rate it out of 10?
8. Yeah. That's quite high markings, isn't it?
That is bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
The next thing I would urge you to try, probably not live on air because that could get a bit boring, but it's the Kinder Hippos.
Okay.
Because they don't have the chocolate on, they're much smaller.
Yeah.
And they're just the crispy with the
praline
in the middle.
Mm.
And they're
probably just the right amount.
Yeah. Because if you don't want to go double finger...
I'd rather just go the one finger or a hippo.
Yeah, so I think try a hippo. I mean, report back, let us know what you think. Obviously no chocolate on it, but they are delicious.
Yeah, I do. I think definitely the hippo would probably be my real kind of go-to.
Rides up your strata.
Strata, Patty.
Hang on, I never say anything wrong, so.
Well, you just did.
Well, I'm sticking with strata. Thank you very much.
Right up my strata.
I've always said strata. Is it really strata?
Yeah,
yes. Oh, God, I've been saying strata for probably at least, 20 years?
Strata, because it's like, isn't that like German for street?
We do have some people listening in Germany.
Hey.
We had 5 downloads last week from Germany.
Right.
So,
German contingent.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Secondly, let us know what street is in German.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Right.
Up my Strasse, up my street.
Or Mal, if you're listening, you speak German, let us know. Well, we've had loads of other emails this week. We're really sorry if we don't read yours out, but we're so surprised at the amount of people that are messaging us either via social media or on our emails. So we have to sort of sift through them, but we love hearing from you. We always try to reply. We always try to send back a, like, thanks for listening, all that jazz.
Yeah. But
this, talking of having people listening in Germany, this is from Canada.
Canada.
Dear Ange and Ruth, hi from Canada. I just wanted to say your podcast has me grinning from ear to ear and you don't fail to make me laugh. Thank you. The chocolate bar chat is legit making me die, but why on earth didn't this segue into a pick a mix chat? Mm. Think of all the different varieties. I would say this is a huge topic of conversation. Anyway, you two are bloody comedy gold. Massive love, Matt.
Wow.
Why haven't we gone there before now? This is crazy.
I mean, we are big fans of a pick a mix, Pat. We all know that.
The only thing I've got to say, bubblegum cola bottles.
Well, they're not cola bottles, are they? They're just bubblegum.
Why do I call them that? I can't. But they're not, are they? They're milkshake bottles, you told me.
That's what I told you, and that is correct. They are a milkshake.
Raspberry milkshake bottles.
Well, not raw. They're bubblegum flavour, aren't they? So they're bubblegum milkshakes.
Bottles.
Bottles.
You've got your cola, you've got your bubblegum, you've got your cherry bottles.
Bottles.
They
are the best.
The fizzier, the better for me.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. And then my next one down will be the cherry ones.
Yeah, although not as much. I mean, I'm not that fussed about the cherry or the cola balls, to be honest.
No, it's all about the bubblegum milkshakes, isn't it?
It is. It's the bubblegum milkshakes for me.
They're so good.
Yeah, but I also do love, which is not really pick and mix vibe, but it's a chewy jelly.
Go on.
I love a Marks and Spencer's fizzy pigtail.
That's a good one.
They are.
That's solid. Like, that's your high end.
It's your high ends. Yeah. We're in the M&S world of fizzy chewy sweets.
Basically, the fizzy pigtails are like the sweet version of Whispering Angel in the wine world.
Yes, that is it, Pat.
Yes. So down at one end, you know, you've got your fried eggs, you've got your cheaper whites, your cheaper rosés. You go all the way up the spectrum through to Whispering Angel. And if you're having Whispering Angel and a bag of fizzy tails, you've made it.
Absolutely have. No doubt about that. Yeah. So that would definitely be high on my chewy sweet.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout. I tell you what I'm not big into. I'm not big into you know, like fizzy peaches that aren't really fizzy.
Oh, no
sugar.
No, they're disgusting. They are disgusting.
Disgusting.
As are like those, you can get those like watermelon.
Oh, I don't mind them.
No, they are disgusting. Actually, I have a theory.
I know what's coming. I know exactly what is coming.
Yeah, okay. This is my theory, guys. So I think if you have an apple flavoured chewy sweet, be it fizzy or non-fizz, if you eat them, you get
I know what's coming.
You get smelly breath. I'll say that again because it may have got lost in the giggle. Apple flavored chewy sweets give you smelly they give you smelly breath. There we go. And they absolutely do.
That is so funny.
I tell you, right, if one of my children has eaten an apple chew and they come and speak to me, I'm literally like,
oh no!
I'm literally like, you've eaten an apple chew.
Oh beepers.
And they're like, oh, how can you tell? I'm like, because your breath stinks. Honestly, try it. Oh. I'm telling you, my theory is right.
That is
try
so
it.
Funny. And this is why we're called Finding the Funny, because even in an apple chewy sweets, we can turn it into like complete stupidity and massive fits of laughter.
Oh my gosh, I'm actually crying.
Yeah, man. Me too. That is so funny. Oh man. Ooh, well, look, Matt, you've brought an amazing segment to the podcast there.
You have. Thank you so much, mate.
For that,
thank you very much.
Content, and that is so funny, and we love that you're listening in Canada. We've had 8 downloads in Canada and like 18 downloads in the United States. So, to all of our worldwide subscribers,
global fans,
yeah. We love having you on board.
We do. We really do.
Oh, that was so funny. Ooh, just a quick one from Abby, and then we'll move on, Angie. Okay. Angie, all I have to say is I will never look at a tube of Smarties in the same way again. You two are hilarious. Keep it up, Abby.
I've had loads of people messaging me the same thing.
About the Smarties. I mean, none of us will look at Smarties in the same way. No. Will we? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think what I've done there, guys, is I've brought you the sexual Smartie.
Somebody messaged me on Instagram saying that we should have called our podcast 50 Shades of Smartie.
That is a great name.
Oh, Adam, if you're listening, that is a solid name.
That is.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Smartie.
I feel that's what we've done, or I've done, is I've sexed up a Smartie, haven't I?
Oh, you've made it sexual healing.
Sexual healing.
100%.
Yeah. I love that song as well.
Yeah, great song. Banger. Can I also say, just while we're on the whole chocolate thing, you have seriously awakened in me. Awakened in me.
Mm.
A love of Milky Bar buttons.
Seriously?
I was still thinking about them.
Really,
Pat? Yes.
I think a Milky Bar button is just one of those.
Such a good chocolate. And I feel like Milky Bar is overlooked a lot of the time.
Oh, totally, Pats. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I had some today, actually.
And actually, do you know what I love about the buttons, particularly the Milky Bar ones, is the thinness of the chocolate.
Oh, I love that.
You know, you can put at least sort of half a dozen or 10 in your mouth.
Hang on, right. Back it up. Me calling you a pig on the first episode is actually coming true, because what I've noticed about you with chocolate is it's all about the amount. You're like Dad. If you ever watch Dad eat a bar of chocolate, he'll try and shovel a whole finger of Twirl in at once. And your love of chocolate is based on whether you can put 12 or 15 in your
mouth. Only things like buttons and Smarties.
But that's why you don't like a minstrel, because you can't do that.
No. Anyway. And then we had one from Laura, which is just a great email. Yeah. She's just put, hey, okay, this podcast is insane. Explore your vulva.
Jeez.
I love it. I am trying to remember the name of a Cadbury bar I used to be obsessed with. I feel it was a Dairy Milk block or something. Also, do you remember a Maverick bar, Laura? Now, I haven't got a clue what a Maverick bar is.
Me neither. I wonder whether she means a marathon.
No.
Maybe.
No. She'd know that a marathon is actually now a Snickers, surely.
Maybe not. Depends on her age.
Yeah, she might be quite young.
She might have thought that Maverick was marathon and marathon went off the circuit.
Mm.
If anyone knows what Laura means, the Dairy Milk block
or a Maverick, or a Maverick
bar, get in touch with us. Let's try and help Laura out as much as we can. Okay, so we've had another email from Sarah. Sarah pulls out some quite funny things here, I think. It says, hello, Ruth and Ange. I loved your podcast. To be honest, I've never really got into podcasts, but I did enjoy yours. That's really nice, isn't it? I think Pepper is very bossy. True, we all think that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Quite funny, this bit. But I do love the way they fall on the ground and roll around laughing when they find something funny.
That is spot on.
I'd forgotten about that.
just lie on their backs.
Yeah, and their legs are going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sometimes have tears coming out of their eyes.
Yeah, like the emoji.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Funny. I am with Ange. I do not have a sweet tooth at all, apart from the day before my period when all I want is chocolate.
Same.
Anytime else, I'll take a round of Camembert over something sweet, hands down. Keep up the good work, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah, you are a woman after my own heart.
I've got to say, I do love a melted Camembert.
Oh. And then like some whacking chunks of bread.
Oh, yeah, and you just scoop.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Washed down with a good Malbec.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I'd take two fingers then.
Oh, no.
Was that a bit too much there? Was that a bit, yeah.
Mum, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
I'm so easily pleased.
I just dribbled a little bit. I got so overexcited. Oh, Lord. Oh, Pat. Right, let's do our final email, Ange.
Okay, yes. So this has come from Rosie. Hi, Rosie. Dear Ruth and Ange, firstly, this is becoming my new favourite podcast. You two are seriously good entertainment and you make the running go quicker. That is so good to hear, Rosie. Yeah,
love that.
I actually think you two should be one of the voice options for Couch to 5K. You would be bloody brilliant.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm well up for that.
Yeah.
And she's, but also, I have always wanted a sister, but was stuck with two brothers growing up. Don't get me wrong, I love them dearly, and I'm so close to my sister-in-laws. But was wondering, have you always been close, or was there sibling rivalry when you were younger? Keep up the good work, Rosie. That is a very good question.
So I think we were really lucky because there's 7 years between us.
Yeah.
So the sibling rival, you know, by the time Andrew was 14, I was only seven.
Mm-hmm.
So we never had the, like, she stole my clothes or she stole my makeup thing.
Yeah.
And
I actually think we've just, in answer to Rosie's question, we have always been, we've always been close. I think
as well now, we just genuinely really appreciate each other. And we do, you know, things we disagree on, we don't always agree.
Yeah.
We don't always see eye to eye. We challenge each other quite a lot, you know, if somebody's being a dick or one of us needs a bit of a talking to or a bit like, you know, don't do that, that's stupid. But on the whole, we do get on really well, don't we?
We do.
Like,
I think we just really enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
So I think we just do have that really, we're so alike in so many ways, and we find the same things really funny.
Yeah.
I do feel we're really fortunate.
Definitely.
Because, you know, I you know, hear quite often about, you know, people don't have great relationships with their siblings or have a sister, but they've never really been that close. So I think we're really fortunate, Pat, that
we
have that.
And well, on a completely different game, plane, subject, whatever you want to call it. I don't know where I was going with that. That was a bit shit, wasn't it? Sorry, guys. I'll tell you something.
Plane?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm chatting about. Come on, I've had nearly a whole glass of large rosé and it's 9:20 on a Sunday night. I tell you what I had this week, which I was so, I know there's bigger things going on in the world, but I was so annoyed about this. Message Matthew in the day saying she fancy a Nando's because the Nando's near us has just opened for click and collect. He was like, sure, let's go for it. So, like, put the order in, so excited, thinking, haven't had a Nando's for what, 14 Jeffing weeks or whatever. And it was shit.
Oh, Pat.
It was so bad. I put a picture of the chips on Instagram and I got inundated with messages, everyone being like, that. They were basically, you know, when chips just look anemic. Like they're translucent,
they're soft as well, like no crisp,
there was no crunch. The chicken in a pita was they forgot my cheese in my pita, which I was annoyed about, so I had to slice my own cheese and put that in. And I just thought, come on, Nando, you've had 14 weeks to get this right. Bloody hell, like, cooking up a few chips.
I won't tell you, Pats, that I had one earlier in the week that was amazing.
Oh, you bitch.
Sorry about that.
That is all I bloody need to hear.
It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
So there was that. And the other thing that this is going to split the room. This will either make people turn off and never download us again, or they'll get really excited. I've got into Love Island Australia.
Same Pats. Yeah.
I'm into it now.
Cassidy.
Have you seen the most recent episode?
No.
Yeah.
Am I going to change my opinion of Cassidy?
Well, jury's out. I'd love to hear. If you haven't seen Friday's episode,
I'm quite a few behind.
Okay, well, I will just say the jury's out for me on Cassidy.
Well, I'm actually really enjoying it a lot more than I thought I was going to. Grant is an absolute prick.
Right, I've got a story for you about Grant. This is going to make you hate him even more. The guy's a bastard.
No way, mate.
Never, so obviously this is Love Island Australia Series 1, so we're going back quite a number of years now. It's like a couple of years old, something like that, okay?
Right. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, so anyway, Grant had a girlfriend that he was living with.
What, before he went onto the show?
He went on the show, didn't tell her, rocked up onto the show, hadn't finished with her, didn't tell her where he was going, said he was going on a holiday with the lads for a couple of weeks, and allegedly rocked up on Love Island with her at home. He is a nasty piece of work, I think. Yeah.
I'm finding there's a lot of beige people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Justin.
Oh, my good Lord.
He'd have himself on toast, wouldn't he,
John? Oh, him. Who's the other bloke that came in late?
John James. Well, there's a big thing coming with John James for you if you're not up to date.
He's also got a really small mouth.
I'm not sure that's a reason to dislike somebody.
No, but it's just one of those things I've noticed. I don't think he's that good looking.
Okay, come on. Let's not get into something about people's looks.
It's all based on what you look like, isn't it? Ultimately, that's why they're in there, because they look...
I think, you know, the reason Justin hasn't got very far is because he's... You know, I think Justin is... Do you know what I love, Ange? I love how you're really reserved. You just don't say it how it is. You know, you really hold back on, like, constructive feedback, and you really think it.
Like, you know, if he was in the room, I wouldn't say you're a twat.
I see. So you're one of them, are you? Stab him in the bloody back, but fucking in the room. Oh, I'm just thinking. Well, we've all got the measure of you now, Andrea, haven't we? Yeah, she's one of them. She's a West End Wendy, if ever there was one. Go around, you'd be all like, see your face. I love it, Mr. Producer. It's absolutely fantastic. You walk, oh, I hate that. He's and he's ugly. classic. Well, I don't know. The Love Island chat is really going to split the room, I think, because I think we need to limit how much. Maybe we just put it in, I don't know, once every few eps.
Yeah.
Because not everyone is. Message us.
Also, yeah, let's see. Who's been watching? What do you think? If you have been watching, tell us what you think. If you haven't, tell us to shut up about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, there's ways in which you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
I'm at Ange Corden.
You can also email us at hello@ruthcorden.com. Yeah, we're just having a wonderful time, and we hope that you continue to love it. Tell your mates.
Come along for the ride.
Give us 5 stars, subscribe, leave us a review, all of that stuff.
Email us, message us.
We love hearing from you, and we love this little community that we're starting to grow. So until next week, have a wonderful week, everyone.
You'll hear our dulcet tones next Tuesday.
Take it easy, guys.